We want to move one country over now to Syria. Those who fear a wider war in the Middle East are carefully watching Syria's next moves. The Syrian government wants the United Nations to condemn last weekend's airstrike by Israel. Israel bombed what it called a terrorist training camp. Syrians are also facing pressure from the United States. And NPR's Kate Seeley reports now from Damascus.
Here in the capital, Syrians are still coming to terms with the first Israeli strike on Syrian soil in 30 years. Many are outraged. Others, like analyst Nabil Sukkar, say the attack is a reflection of Israel's failure to suppress Palestinian resistance in the West Bank and Gaza.
I think Israel is trying to put the blame on outside forces, the blame for its inability to cope with the problems of the resistance in the Western Bank. If they strike more in Syria, what good is it going to do? So why?
The airstrike followed a suicide bombing in Haifa carried out by the Palestinian militant group Islamic Jihad. U.S. and Israeli officials say Damascus is providing material support to what they call terrorist groups like Islamic Jihad and Hamas, as well as Lebanon's Hezbollah. But the Syrian government maintains it provides only moral support to legitimate resistance movements. Hashem El-Akkad is a member of the Syrian parliament.
Israel is occupying the Palestinian lands, and the Palestinian people has the right to struggle. But Syria does not provide them any arms, any training, any money, not at all.
Under pressure from the United States, Damascus closed the offices of the Palestinian groups last spring. But U.S. officials say they're still active and want them expelled. The U.S. also accuses Syria of allowing foreign fighters to cross its border into Iraq and of developing chemical and biological weapons, charges Syria denies. Parliamentarian Akkad says his government should not bow to U.S. pressure.
We in Syria, we blame our government to go so far with the U.S. requests because we do not see anything in exchange from the U.S. administration. And I do not believe that we will get anything in the future from the U.S.
The Bush administration this week signaled to Congress it would no longer oppose legislation imposing sanctions on Damascus because of its support for terrorism. The so-called Syria Accountability Act has been approved by a congressional committee, and the full House is expected to take up the measure next week. If passed by Congress and signed by the president, the act would ban military sales to Damascus and impose other economic sanctions at the discretion of the White House. Syria has called it a biased act. Analyst Nabil Sukkar says the measure will have only minimal impact on the Syrian economy because there's little trade between the two countries.
It's the American companies who will be forbidden from doing business in Syria. So I think it's the U.S. Business interests who could be hurt as a result.
Still, says Sukkar, Syria would prefer warmer relations with the U.S. He notes that Damascus has cooperated closely with Washington in the war against al-Qaeda, but he says Syria cannot make concessions at any price. Arab analysts say the expulsion of the Palestinian groups would be extremely unpopular in Syria and could undermine the young President Bashar al-Assad's grip on power. Meanwhile, analysts in the region warn that any further Israeli attacks on Syria are likely to provoke a military response from Damascus. Lebanese analyst Michael Young.
It cannot take a flagrant attack on its national sovereignty, like what happened Sunday, you know, lying down. This is a country that has a large army. It's a country that spends a sizable portion of its GDP on military and security issues. In the end, you've got to justify it.
Young says Damascus is bound to be bloodied in any military tit-for-tat with Israel. Still, he says Assad can gain by escalating tensions. He will force foreign mediation, says Young, and by standing up to the Israelis, possibly consolidate political power at home. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Damascus.